Holly is the heroine of a new children's book. She is determined not to be deterred. Holly's been inspired to persist by the first female senator from Massachusetts.
And how many people said to me, you know, you can't win. Massachusetts is not ready to elect a woman.
And that, of course, is Senator Elizabeth Warren.
And so I thought about that and I thought, you know, I may not win, but I'm going to make every single day count. Every time I saw a little girl, I dropped down on one knee and I would say, my name is Elizabeth and I'm running for the United States Senate because that's what girls do. And then we would do a pinky promise.
Pinky Promises is now the title of Senator Warren's first children's book, and it makes a good candidate for our series of conversations between authors and illustrators. Picture this. Polly wants to do a lot of things to help out, wash the car, build a bridge for a school project. But the men and boys in her life tell Polly that's not what girls do. She feels discouraged until her mother takes her to a rally where they meet a woman who is running for president, because that is what girls do. And she makes Polly a pinky promise to remember. So when Polly starts at a new school and her mother asks if she can do it, Polly looks at her pinky and says, yes, I can. Polly's soccer coach asks if she can make the game-winning goal. Polly says, yes, I can.
I've written a lot of books, but they've all just had words. And I never had a book that had an illustrator and never written a children's book. So when I thought about what I wanted to say, I actually took out photocopy paper and made my own book so that I could see how the words would be, in effect, page turners, how you make the plot work.
When it came time to find an illustrator for Pinky Promises, Senator Warren said she knew exactly who she wanted, Charlene Chua.
And I wanted Charlene because she draws girls. She draws girls who are energized and girls who are frustrated and girls who are engaged and girls who are going to change the world.
When I designed Polly, I wanted to convey a girl that had the ability to be self-assured and believe in herself, but also face the challenges of being in a world whereby she would encounter people who told her that she couldn't do things.
Charlene Chua related powerfully to Senator Warren's story.
I'm originally from Singapore, and one of my first jobs was working in a tech company. And it being very male-dominated, it was very frustrating because I felt that I could do things as well as other people on the team. And particularly in the creative side, I felt that I was as qualified as the other creative crew. But my bosses wouldn't let me do that. And they were like, oh, yeah, you know, you're better at, like, managing things. So you can, like, effectively babysit the guys that are on the team. Also, well, I'm non-binary. And being non-binary, you also do get that message from other people that you can't do certain things because of who you are. And that creates a lot of doubt inside of you. To that end, I was like, you know, kind of like Polly and just sort of like, you know, figuring over time that like, no, I can do this. And I'm just going to, like, do it. And after, you know, some time, years later, here I am doing illustration.
Charlene Chua illustrated the book in Photoshop. Polly looks vibrant and fun. She's got a cartoon-styled, oversized head, blue glasses, and pigtails.
I use pretty bright colors to try and get the energy of the story across. I gave her a cute little shirt with a little dog paw print because she has a little dog companion that has the same name as Elizabeth Warren's lovely dog, Bailey.
Well, Bailey really is the hero of the book. He just wanted me to put that in. I was just telling you. Bailey actually was at my feet every day when I worked on this. And when I got the pictures back, the first being that saw them was Bailey. And he very much approved Charlene.
Has Bailey tried to eat the book yet?
Not yet. Yeah. Now, Bailey kind of holds himself to, you know, burritos, little pizza, that sort of thing. But it has been a fun part of the book.
I'm not particularly good at depicting real people. I think that's why I generally prefer to do cartoony sort of like work for children, because there's always a bit of stress. The real person would be like, that doesn't look like me, but that didn't happen in this case.
Charlene is way too modest in this. The book illustrations just make this book come alive. When I saw myself as Charlene made me a cartoon character, I loved it. She made it just right.
I don't usually get to talk to the author during the production process of a picture book. So I worked out the illustrations with the art director and the editor, and they sent the material over to Elizabeth to see, and they would send me back her comments.
It was right not to speak to each other by phone. It was important, I think, that you weren't explaining the pictures to me. You weren't using additional words. The pictures held their own. And so we were able to just keep going back and forth. And of course, I adjusted some of the words because you moved some of the pages. And it was exactly the right thing to do. I'm so grateful.
Even though this book is about a little girl named Polly, Senator Warren says that Pinky Promises is for everyone.
I think it's really important that little boys see little girls as actors, as having initiative and control, and see them as sometimes the one who stands in the middle of the soccer field and kicks the ball or, you know, finds the lost dog. I don't give too many plot turns away here, but does the things. So I think of it as a book for little girls and little boys. Women, men, lots of us.
Senator Elizabeth Warren and illustrator Charlene Chua talking about their new book, Pinky Promises.